Welcome to Shakespeare Full Circle, a journey of a circuitous nature into the mind of the Bard of Avon, or as you become more familiar, Uncle Will. I'm your host, Kari Marshall. So here we are at the end of our fourth series. We have waited with bated breath, having not slept a wink, while thinking back over our better days, when we were snatched out of the jaws of death, realizing that the naked truth of the situation was that our love was indeed blind, forcing us to lie low, not budging an inch, for goodness sake, realizing with a faint heart that there must have been some foul play at work. So, with brevity being the soul of wit, we will, with a sense of fair play, draw ourselves to conclusion. Before we begin our next series, taking a fun and hopefully informative look at Uncle Will's sonnets, we enter stage left and take our place amongst the pleasing panoply of players in this pleasant and sometimes provocative protracted pageant we call life. You guessed it. Today we delve into the seven ages of man in All the World's a Stage. In 1599's As You Like It, Uncle Will would turn his quill to the stages of the human life cycle, imagining us as cast members in the unfolding performance of life's morality play. We begin with the helpless babe, swaddled in the arms of the nurse, moving swiftly on to the grumpy child interested more in play than in learning, then the teenager, more interested in play of an amorous type. The young man follows, learning of discipline, duty, and glory through soldiery. In middle age, we find wisdom and justice, and perhaps a bribe or two on the side. Moving then to old age, with a shrunken, withered, and weathered geriatric, and ending very much like he began, toothless and sightless, but in a much colder embrace. WGTE's Mary Claire Murphy gives you William's words.
All the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players. They have their exits and their entrances, and one man in his time plays many parts, his acts being seven ages. At first the infant, mewling and puking in the nurse's arms. Then the whining schoolboy, with his satchel and shining morning face, creeping like snail unwillingly to school. And then the lover, sighing like furnace with a woeful ballad made to his mistress's eyebrow. Then a soldier, full of strange oaths and bearded like the pard, jealous in honor, sudden and quick in quarrel, seeking the bubble reputation even in the cannon's mouth. And then the justice, in fair round belly, with good capon lined, with eyes severe and beard of formal cut, full of wise saws and modern instances, and so he plays his part. The sixth age shifts into the lean and slippered pantaloon, with spectacles on nose and pouch on side, his youthful hose well saved, a world too wide for his shrunk shank, and his big manly voice turning again towards childish treble, pipes and whistles in his sound. Last scene of all that ends this strange eventful history is second childishness and mere oblivion. Sans teeth, sans eyes, sans taste, sans everything.
Almost like coming full circle. Sorry, I couldn't resist. If Uncle Will is right, then most of us will not be the stars of this play, but mere spear carriers. The trick, it would seem, is to carry your spear with a difference. So warm up, settle in, and go over your blocking, and I'll see you on stage for the next series. Well, alas and alack, my friends, that's all we have time for. Join us again next time for another circuitous journey into the mind of Uncle William. I'm Kari Marshall. Farewell until next time. Shakespeare Full Circle is a production of WGTE Public Media. You can learn more and download all episodes at wgte.org/sfc or wherever you get your podcasts.